This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. You remember the bailouts from 2008, right? Including many of the Wall Street banks, insurance giant AIG, and last year, automakers GM and Chrysler. Well, now up on Capitol Hill, there's a much quieter effort to get some government help to prop up the parcel delivery industry, and that effort is being led by UPS. With me now to explain what's going on here and why it's not a good idea is Maury Lane, Director of Communications at FedEx and a spokesperson for what's known as the Brown Bailout Initiative. And Maury, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, thanks very much for having us. This is a pretty important issue for us, and I think the more people hear about it, I think the more they're offended, and they'll understand why Congress is at it again.
Well, they may be surprised that this is even happening. I don't think a lot of people are even aware of this. What's going on here?
What happened is that the UPS went to their friends in Congress, one they'd given the most money to, and asked for a legislative bailout, which really amounts to a competitive advantage. Congress decided that they would take them up on their offer. They held no hearings. They had no public input. They didn't discuss unintended consequences and didn't do an economic study. So stuck inside a very important piece of legislation called the Federal Aviation Administration Reauthorization Act of 2009. There's a 230-word amendment that really says FedEx, and it really changes our economic model as we operate and puts us under the rules of a trucking company.
Well, that's moving up pretty quickly here. I know that after the jobs bill in the Senate, Harry Reid said the FAA reauthorization bill was one that he wanted to move quickly on. Explain how life would change for you in the business, all companies in the business, if this goes through.
Well, what happens is it's pretty simple. Last night we delivered 3.5 million packages. We used 600 airplanes. We flew 2,600 flights to 220 countries around the world. Our chief competitor and monopolist, UPS, moved about 15.5 million packages, 85% of which went by truck. So what's really happening today and could happen in the Senate is they try to put trucking regulations on an airline, and everybody knows there are no stop signs at 35,000 feet. Now, the question, I guess, more specifically is what's it mean for the small business person? What's it mean for the person who's come to know and rely on FedEx being the world-class delivery company that we are? Well, what happens is that prices are down, competition's up, innovation is moving like the speed of light, and access to world markets has never been better. And what this law does, it creates a hybrid labor law that allows local unions to throw monkey wrenches in our hub and spoke delivery system. So we'll just one night have a strike, a wildcat strike, and we won't have the ability to provide that world-class reliability, which is the market leader and the differentiator, and really why we spent billions and billions of dollars to create the kind of system that we did that people like clearly more than UPS.
So are you more worried about the amount of flights that you're able to have? Are you more worried about the workers on the ground? How does this balance out?
Well, how it balances out is reliability is the key. If it's absolutely positively overnight, that's FedEx. If you take an old competitor of ours in the U.S., and it was DHL, which is a perfect example, they couldn't deliver every single day reliably. They came in, spent billions of dollars on creating great infrastructure, but they never really got better than 80% reliability. And at that point, customers will leave you. If you're not in the high 95s, 98, something around there, then customers won't want to continue to use you. And so what this does is it secretly goes around, the regular congressional process. It allows, it gives a favor to the Teamsters and UPS by allowing them to set small groups of employees who maybe balance and weight and balance our airplanes or fuel our airplanes, and allows them just to walk off the job. And if they walk off the job in an important city like Indianapolis or Memphis or someone else, then we can't give essential air cargo service that people have known to depend on. We deliver important things like medicines and paychecks and replacement parts and things that were manufactured, that day and need to be there overnight. And it's an amazing thing that we never thought we'd see, that you'd be punished for your success, that Congress would get in the middle of a very large issue like this and try to decide a marketplace winner based on their friends in Congress. And we think it's wrong, and that's why we launched our website called brownbailout.com, which allows you to go to your senator and write him a letter and tell him, stop the special interest bailouts. Enough is enough.
Two questions before we let you go, Maury. First of all, what's the financial realities of the two companies right now? How badly does UPS need this?
Well, apparently they need it pretty bad. I understand that they're in the middle of a series of layoffs. I know that they have revenue declines year over year. I think things are difficult on delivering on pension liabilities they have, according to what I see in rating in the ratings. They're a bigger company. They do about $50 billion a year. They got 425,000 employees, and they've been around for 102 years. So I don't really understand why they didn't set the company up the same way that we did. They tried to change it in Congress. We supported them. We spent hundreds of thousands of dollars so they would be set up this way. It's a broken business model. So I think they're pretty desperate, and I think they'll say and do anything to get this passed. And unfortunately, we're being punished for being good at what we do and providing world-class service and really changing the way this economy works.
Maury, before we let you go, I'm sure there's people listening thinking, well, the reason he's against this is because they're a major competitor. This is just part of the competition between two companies. UPS might get a leg up here, and FedEx doesn't like that. How do you respond to that?
Well, the fact is the rules are the rules. They're a trucking company. They operate under trucking regulations. We're an airline. We operate under airline regulations. And the fact is that what we'd like to do is have their salesperson come to the table. We'll take our salesperson. We'll talk about the kind of services, the delivery, the reliability, the world-class customer service that people get, and let customers decide and not congressmen decide who the marketplace winner is. Because if they allow us to do this and they don't use special interest bailouts from buddies, then they're not going to be successful as we are. Because, we decided we're going to build a company, we're going to take on monopolists, we're going to deliver world-class service to 220 countries around the world and take a dream, and a dream from our founder, which was a term paper that he got. In fact, he didn't get a great grade on it, according to many. But the whole fact is that he turned this great company into something that was a term paper. And so the question is, why does Congress want to destroy it? Why do they want to put us in disadvantage? And if UPS really wanted to do something different and was so worried about our drivers and so worried about all these other things, why don't they just operate under the same law that we can? They could have done it when they started their airline. They've had five different chances, and so I guess they decided, well, if you can't switch, then just try to beat them in Congress.
The website to learn more about this fight is brownbailout.com. Maury, thanks so much for your time today.
I appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Maury Lane, spokesperson for the Brown Bailout Initiative. He's also director of communications at FedEx. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.